Masechet Kelim, Perek Yotet, Mishnah Yod. We'll talk about something called a mashpelet, which was a large container that was used to transport manure. There was an opening on the side, and therefore a person could technically sit on top of it while it was still being used. And therefore, as a result, Tum'at Midras would apply in addition to the normal corpse Tum'ah. Mishnah says, Mashpelet shenifhata milekabel rimonim, a mashpelet that broke, so it cannot hold pomegranates anymore. There was holes in the floor that were the size of pomegranates, and therefore they could fall through them, so it cannot become tameh with corpse tum'ah, because it's considered to be a broken keli. Like we learned a few perakim ago, that if it has a hole of that size, it loses its ability to become tameh. Rabbi Meir mit tameh. Rabbi Meir says it could still become tameh with tumat midras because you have the ability to use it as a bench. You could sit on top of it, and therefore, if I could sit on it, it could become tameh with tumat midras. Hachamim mit taharim. Hachamim say no, it's tahor. It cannot become tameh even with tumat midras. Mipnei shebatal ha'ikar batla hatefila, because of this rule that we mentioned earlier, when the main use of an item becomes not applicable anymore. The mashpelet's main use is to be a container. That's the main purpose. If that's not able to be used anymore, then the second use as well, leaning on it, sitting on it, which would make it susceptible to tumat midras, becomes inapplicable as well. So therefore, we would say, according to the Hachamim, not only does it not have the ability to become tameh with corpse tum'ah, but it doesn't have the ability to become tameh either with tum'at midras.